Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hi, everybody. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy, and welcome to 51 First Dates. A very special, important announcement. Carlin is here. She's back. Hi, Carlin.
Hi.
So good to see you. And you too, Liza. Sorry. Didn't mean to flirt with Carlin.
I'm offended, hurt. No, we're thrilled to have Carlin back. We're thrilled you're all listening. There is a really aggressive fire truck honking outside my window. They're Woo-hoo. Happy to see you too. It is our very special it's aggressive
shit.
Also, like, sorry, it's snowing a lot in New York and there are no cars on the road, so I don't know why.
What are you honking
at? They're not clearing the streets. Like, literally, it's Sunday and no one's out. It's snowing so much. Well, you know, we all sometimes feel the need to overdo it at our jobs. I shouldn't say that. This is a first responder, and I
oh my god, that's amazing, Liza.
The worst thing I've ever said.
No, keeping it in.
These fucking these firefighters are fucking keeping us safe and alive, and I have to sass them for honking their horn. Somebody throw me out the window. Guys, it's Valentine's Day.
almost
Valentine's Day.
So I'll be honest, this was me. I was driving this. If you subscribe to our newsletter that's new, which I hope you do because we share juicy tidbits, it's precious. Precious gems, which I can't say without like developing a lisp, so we'll work on that. On Substack, we'll link to it. We've got lots of juicy additional takes in there this week, but shout out to all of you who have subscribed. Sorry, guys, I'm rambling now. Oh, my point being, I've kind of forced this Valentine's Day bit upon us because I realized that both our next episode and our next newsletter come out after Valentine's Day, and I just think it's fucked up to like have to talk about it then, and it's a dating podcast, so we'll get it out of the way now and then you don't have to think about it again, but we'll make it fun, I think.
Yeah, that's we're gonna talk about a lot of pros and cons, highs and lows, all of it, and it'll be silly and all of that, and then we're also going to get into talking a little bit about app chat with Carlin and some of the notable examples of app chat she has experienced in her dating journey. Was that a good overview?
That was good.
I think, yeah.
Killing it.
I'm excited.
Oh, sorry. I totally interrupted you.
We stopped killing it. The second I overlapped you by saying we're killing it. I don't know. Shall we do a quick round of quick hits of our content consumption for the week? I say quick hits because I don't really have any, but if you want to expand on any of yours, please do.
And also, I would like to shout out, this is a tiny bit of business that I'm folding into Consumption Quarter. I'd like to shout out our lovely listener, Isadora, who made the excellent suggestion that we should probably be like writing out our Consumption Corner because we talk fast, we hit things quickly, blah, blah, blah. We are going to do that, and we're going to put them. It's really hard in the show notes to make links and to like the format of the way we could enter the show notes is not in the 21st century. It's like a weird text edit box thing. So we're going to put them in our Substack. So if you subscribe to our newsletter, which again is free, we're not like trying to make money off this or anything, blah, 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 whatever. It's just like one click, you subscribe, you'll get our emails, and all of our consumption corners for the week will be in there and like linked and formatted nicely so that you can see them and appreciate them, and it doesn't take away from the links of like our guests, you know, social and like when we have expert guests, their websites and stuff like that. So please subscribe to our Substack, and you can get the stuff that I just said, Consumption Corner. And I will put a link to subscribe to the Substack below, despite what I just said. Killing it, guys.
And the secret Facebook group still exists to join, and our Patreon still exists for a little bit of money if you want extra Bachelor content. We're obviously going to try to like streamline all of this onto one platform, but the newsletter is fun because Substack lets you start discussion threads, so you can actually participate the way you would on like in the secret Facebook group. And I might start a discussion thread this week. That's a tease. Wow. Everyone's so excited. Okay. Anyway, that's good business. What are you guys consuming?
Carlin, do you want to go first?
Well, I just fresh off of consumption. I just watched Disney Pixar's whatever Soul just a few minutes ago before we got on this call, and it was really good. I feel like it just poked into my soul to like wake me up. Like, yeah, I should be making like a fucking beautiful life. Roll down the windows, crank up the music, go outside and like listen to a leaf fall from a tree. I mean, there aren't any leaves. It's too. I mean, that was fall in New York, which is gorgeous. And it made me think like, man, I wish it was fall.
So it was fully fall porn. Like, not really, but yes. Oh, I was also watching it on a freezing night and I was like, oh, I just wish it were October.
And right? Like almost freaky how real it looked, you know? I was like, Pixar, shit. Like, I knew you were good, but the leaves, I specifically remember all the fall porn feeling like, how can this not be real video of leaves? Like,
yeah.
Damn. And so cool. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I keep interrupting. Just that it was, I loved seeing New York in a Pixar. I love Pixar. I love New York. I loved seeing New York in a Pixar movie. It made me so happy.
I have to see Chicago. Like, what would that look? I mean equally as brilliant. I mean, what's the only thing that's going to look like trash is if you already exist as trash, but even then I think Pixar would like make you look, I don't, sparkly. But just, I was going to say before, like, of all the seasons, fall would be the best porn. Like, that's the only seasonal porn I want to see is fall.
Well, we're
summer,
we're
all would watching. Be too sweaty and gross, like sweaty and gross, like I don't know. I'd only be interested in fall.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what we're watching on The Bachelor this season. Subscribe to our Patreon.
You're so right. Yes.
Ugh.
Anyway, Soul's very good. Other than the fall porn, I feel like it just made me think about my life, because I don't know about you guys, but I often like, oh shit, what's the purpose of my life? And like, kind of like, what am I doing? Like, I like these things, but what does that really mean? And not that the movie like answers that question and like helps you think about that, but I don't know, it just soothed me to like, you know, not really know. But there's this sad sequence where the main character, which is in the trailer, he dies ish but like he sees like his life at one point, like certain highlights, and then I can't remember the line, but essentially it's like, you know, oh, I haven't done anything with my life, or it hasn't amounted to anything. And the way that he was like looking through his life, I was like, oh man, I wonder if I could do that, like would I be that hard on myself, or like, you know, what kind of like moments would pop up. And I didn't feel that way, because I felt like maybe I'm not like successful like my parents want me to be. But I think, I don't know, sometimes I often think, and also because it just recently happened the other day, because Liza and Kimmy sent me a whole box of Jenny's with dry ice and everything, and it was so beautiful. And I opened the box and I said to myself, I was like, I am so fucking loved by my friends, if I can speak for you too, if that's the case.
Correct.
I just think there are moments like I have like that with my friends, and it's just like, man, I may not be all these other things, but like people in my life love me. And like, that's not like, you know, like, oh, I'm so great, but I think because hopefully I make them feel that way too. So I'd like to think that if I was looking back at my life, I would at least see these like really colorful and bright moments of just like having a good time with my friends.
That's really, like, yeah.
That's it. That's the life I want to live, is looking back on like great times with friends and family.
That's all I got.
No, it's incredible. I think it's important to remember, like, I feel like we all, especially potentially millennials, and I mean everyone, whatever, Americans are so taught we like have to be exceptional. And it's great to do those things professionally. But like, yeah, I loved Soul for the same reason. I was like, oh, like being exceptional is also just like, yeah, how you are with other people and making people happy, make people, you know, it's like there's so many ways to live a meaningful life that aren't like large professional success. And it's, I shed some very serious tears during that montage you're talking about, like loud ones. Loud tears.
I still sometimes like do the thing for like a Pixar movie. I know I'm going to cry, but then I'm like, I watched it with Tony and I was like trying to hide my tears at first. But then I was like, oh, fuck, we're both just crying. Like, this is OK. Like, why am I trying to like stifle this? Like, yeah. I'm not in a movie theater. Just go for it.
Sometimes I watch a Pixar movie with the idea like, you're not going to get me this time, Pixar. Like, I literally go in like competing with Pixar to not cry. It's like, you fuckers, you got me.
Oh,
well, that's a good one.
So good.
Anything else, Carlin, that stood out this week consumption wise?
I feel like I can't even think about anything before that.
Yeah, that's fair. Mine's gonna all be like lower brow. I do want to shout out, I know I talk about RuPaul's Drag Race a lot on this show and in life. Did I already talk about the British version?
Maybe lightly.
Probably. Okay. You know, watch the British version. RuPaul's Drag Race UK. You do have to pay, like, there's an app called Wow Presents Plus, and it's like $4 a month. You could just get it for a month for $4 and watch all of this season. And it really, the American version is great. I love it. This is my favorite show of all time. But there's something about the British queens. Like, they are all funny. Every British queen is funnier than any American queen. They're all so funny. They're all so much, like, kinder to each other. Like, there's just, they just seem way more, they're way more about, like, sisterhood. And it's literally, like, people are writing about this on the internet. Like, why does it feel so good to watch, like, Drag Race UK? Like, it feels like a fucking warm hug. So that was making me feel happier this week, in a week where I was, like, feeling pretty depressed for, like, not a lot of reasons. The other thing is, okay, this is 12 years too late, but I never watched Better Call Saul, even though I was a huge Breaking Bad fan, because I always thought sequels suck, and I was like, I love Breaking Bad, I don't want it to be sullied. One of my coworkers this week was like, was like, you have to watch it, and holy fucking shit, it's so good. It's just like the same quality as Breaking Bad, but without the intense, egregious violence. So far, I'm not that far in. And, like, I don't love super violent shows, and I didn't love that about Breaking Bad. Like, it's prevented me from doing a rewatch of Breaking Bad. So it is just, my mind is melting that I didn't get to it sooner. But those are, like, the things I've really been, like, gorging this week.
Liza, I like those. They're not lowbrow either. I feel like Better Call Saul is not.
Yeah, they're medium brow, I guess. Yeah. But they're not like Soul. Soul's like quality content filmed to cinema. And I'm like, Drag Race UK on the Wow Presents Plus app. However, Kimmy, do you have any content you want to shout out?
I do. I have one dark and one light. Great. In terms of just like subject matter heaviness. So maybe like one deeper, you know, tougher watch. That is the crack. I need to get the title right. Crack Cocaine, Corruption, and Conspiracy documentary on Netflix. I don't know if either of you have seen this.
I did watch it.
Yeah, I just felt like I learned a lot. Like, I don't know enough about, Lizzie, so you can correct me, documentary filmmaking, but learning about Reagan and the crack epidemic and, like, the government involvement, of course, the inherent racism in it all. I just realized I don't think I realized the impact that, you know, I knew Reagan was bad. I did not realize how bad shit was in terms of the U.S. government kind of supporting this. And I always knew about the war on drugs and problems around it, but this was just very like visceral, like, oh, fuck, this is, yeah, it's not, again, it's weird to recommend, but I felt like I learned a lot. So I would just say.
So much. I mean, what's happening when we were little kids, and I feel like as an adult, just every year I learn something new about Reagan and about how horrible he was. Like the role he played in the AIDS epidemic. Like all, like so much shit over and over and over and over again. I was like, fuck you, dude. You are like such a violent piece of shit who everyone thinks is like a nice, you know, like potato-y whatever. But yeah, I had the same reaction. I was like, oh my God, the U.S. government is just so complicit in all these things. And I feel like in a year where we're really seeing how like government supports the like health of the country, it just was so maddening.
Yeah, it's maddening, that's what it is. And on the lighter side of content consumption, this is like meta, I should shout out the podcast that recommended this to me. So there's a podcast called Jam Session on The Ringer. Juliette Littman, who I really love because she does fun Bachelor takes, and Amanda Dobbins talk about celebrity and give good recommendations. They were like gushing about this podcast called Table Manners with Jessie Ware, the singer.
I love her.
I love her too. I love her music.
Yes, her music is so good.
Wait, Carlin, have you heard about this podcast?
No.
Okay. I think you'll like it too, Liza. I've already told Liza. It's just so delightful. So she's British and she and her mom cook for guests who like Kylie Minogue comes on, John Legend comes on, Anthony from Queer Eye comes on. Pre-pandemic, they would actually have them in their homes. They would cook for them in their homes and they just have like food conversations. Like, what would your last meal be? And to all of you thinking about, I don't want to hear chewing or dishes, it's truly not that distracting. It's really more about that's the premise. Like, we're at a table. We're talking about food. What's your worst table manner? What table manner do you hate in other people? It's very much like when we do the date category questions, they have that. But then they also just, because Jessie Ware is so connected and a singer, like they have these amazing guests on. And like weirdly, Mark Ronson was the one that the other podcast recommended I start with. And it was good because they were right. He was like slightly hungover and just like they were very chill with each other. I don't know. It's just delightful. And the British of it all, I highly recommend it. And the mother-daughter dynamic, it's very sweet. Table Manners with Jessie Ware is my new favorite podcast.
Incredible. Love. Well, subscribe to our Substack for all of these. I don't want to be annoying. I really don't want to be annoying, but I do think like it makes sense to have them written out somewhere. And like, that's
yeah,
okay.
We will. And link them. Nice.
Sorry, cool. Guys. I never want to be that like type of podcast host. And yet here I am. Rate, subscribe, review. Okay.
Okay. We did it. Guys.
Crushing
it. Do you want to do some Valentine's Day shit?
Let's do it.
All right. What shall we begin with? Do you want to do the fuck, marry, kill, or was that too?
I love that.
Stupid. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. This is also in the newsletter. I expand a little bit more on it. I'll share all of our thoughts. I'll include in it. But all right. Fuck, marry, kill of stupid holidays. Valentine's Day, duh, is one of them. Then I had New Year's Eve. And then because it's Super Bowl Sunday, I was thinking, should we do Super Bowl Sunday? But that's not really a holiday. We could also do St. Patrick's Day. What is your third holiday? What did you guys have any ideas?
I think Super Bowl Sunday is great because it's topical. My feelings.
Yeah. All right. So fuck, marry, kill, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, Super Bowl Sunday.
Carlin, you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. So I think I would. Okay. I would fuck New Year's Eve. Should I give my rationale now my whole roster? Okay. Because so I don't like New Year's Eve. I think if anybody watches Bob's Burgers, there's a line that Gene says it's too much pressure to have fun. Totally agree. Oh, I think it's this whole thing about you got to go out and, you know, be in sequins, and I don't want to do that. I would fuck it though, because then like later, it'd be like, oh, it's midnight. Then I could go to sleep. Like New Year's Eve would like fuck me and then like go do its thing and I could sleep and it would be fine because it fucked me pretty good. Like, you know, I would, that would be okay with me. I would marry Valentine's Day. And again, not because I like it, but because there's probably like candy that is half off. I like the color pink, so the decorations, like, I'm fine with. I really like balloons, like, so if there's like an influx of balloons just like in the world, I think I'm okay with that as well. I don't actually have to be participating in the activities to like get anything out of that marriage. Like Valentine's Day could be like married to me and cheat on me with and like celebrate with somebody else and I would be okay with it. And then I would kill. Which one did we choose? I would kill all of these.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Today.
Which happens to be today, the day we're recording.
That's right. I would kill that one just because, you know, I already don't know when it exists. So I would just like, you know, cut it clean, man.
Incredible. Good rationale. It's interesting because all of my picks are different than yours. Should I go or Kimmy, do you want to go?
No, absolutely, Liza.
I just set myself up. I just threw the tennis ball up and hit the tennis ball. I stole the basketball and can you tell I don't know anything about sports? Okay.
Very Super Bowl Sunday.
So, okay, actually, I'll go in order. I would fuck Valentine's Day because I feel like it is kind of sexy. Like, it can be. I like that Valentine's Day is like choose your own adventure, and we'll get into this throughout more of the episode, but like if you're single, you can be like, I'm gonna fucking order like $100 dinner for myself or whatever. Maybe not that much. But, you know, like you can make it like this is my fucking day. I'm going to lie in bed and masturbate all day because I'm sad. Or you can be like, this is just a fucking February 14th. It's a work day. I'm going to work and then I'm ignore it. You can be like, oh, in a relationship or in a, you know, situationship and just be like, I'm trying to get it in. I'm going to buy some red lingerie and like surprise someone in a trench coat. I've never done anything like that. Wow. But, you know, like I think it can be sexy or it can just be like solo sexy. So anyway, I would fuck Valentine's Day for those reasons. I would kill New Year's Eve because fuck New Year's Eve. It's the worst. I've never had a good New Year's Eve.
Same.
And I would marry Super Bowl Sunday because it's like sweatpants, wings, TV. Like, I don't like football and I don't watch the game, but I do like the commercials and I like a holiday, like a national day of something that's really about lying on the couch and watching TV and eating. Like, that's the marriage I would like to be in.
That's fair. Yeah.
So those are mine.
This is fun because I'm in alignment. Well, obviously there are three holidays and three choices, but I'm in alignment with both of you on some things. So I will start with, I said kill Valentine's Day. If you subscribe to our newsletter, you'll see this fucking holiday has really torn me apart and made me feel stupid for so many years, starting from being a child and like being worried that if I wrote a boy a Valentine and it happened to be like have a love message instead of a friendship message, he'd think I liked him and then he wouldn't like me. And I don't know. I just feel traumatized by this holiday. So I would kill it. Then New Year's Eve, I said I would fuck because I also hate New Year's Eve. However, if it's great, I feel like it could be so great. Like I maybe haven't had that New Year's Eve, but like a very lavish like fuck, really. And then
fireworks, champagne.
I don't need it ever. I don't need it all the time.
Rooftop.
Though. Like I just
helicopter. Yes. Yes.
Totally.
We're one day
bottles.
We're gonna
sequins. Yeah.
And then I would marry Super Bowl Sunday. I don't give a fuck about football, despite growing up in Boston. But I really would marry every food on the – like, I would marry nachos. I would marry buffalo chicken dip. Yeah. I would marry seven-layer dip.
God,
I would marry all the foods.
This is your ideal food day because you are an apps for – like, Carlin, Kimmy
I
likes apps. Kimmy wants her whole dinner to be apps. It's like
I kinda
she's app-centric. Yeah.
Or at least share the entrees then, you know, like I don't need to eat a ton of one thing. I prefer to have the little bits of the most amount of different things possible. So it is a good day for me in that way. True. I guess I like the commercials, but this year I feel like they're sharing all the commercials too early. But that's for another podcast.
Yeah.
OK, so good job, guys. Go team. We
did you guys watch SNL last night by any chance? Probably not. This is important. This is conception.
I didn't.
They were making fun of lightly how every product is now trying to be like make these really moving commercials about like COVID and racial justice and things that are, of course, important. But they did this whole long commercial and it was like Cheez-Its, you know, it's so that's like it's sometimes hard to watch because it's like this whole moving commercial about how important nurses are to society. And then they're trying to sell, you know, Ford Fiestas or something. And I'm just like, I don't know about the commercials this year. I guess we'll see.
That's fine.
Okay. So this is like a juicy / potentially, you know, triggering topic. Exactly. Let's talk about our best and worst Valentine's days of all time.
It was interesting thinking about this because I guess like never having really been in like a serious relationship before. So like haven't had like not having like, you know, oh, let's go out to dinner. So I think my most recent best Valentine's Day was when I was a kid. And like I know Kimmy that you said it was terrible, which it is, but I think like the crafting part where you like make like the box that people like put the Valentine's that I always like enjoyed that part. Like I can distinctly see like the stickers on the box that I made because I loved it so much. And when I moved, because I moved a lot when I was a kid, I would like take it to each new school as long as they were still doing like Valentine's Day boxes, because I'd be like, this box rules and I'm using it again this year. I feel like that was the last like really good Valentine's Day. And I'm thinking like second grade where like the Valentine's you share, so there's like not like that much pressure, although there's still Anthony Mayo, if you're listening to this, I had a huge crush on you. There is definitely like a time that like, you know, you get like nervous, but then like everybody loves each other in the second grade, so it's okay. Yeah, and just like candy. And then I had like these cute little socks that had like bears holding a heart on them. I loved those socks. I kept them for the longest time. Yeah, that was probably the last time I had a really great time. Second grade.
Elementary school Valentine's Day is tight. Like everyone dresses, everyone wears like red. The boys wear red. You know, everyone wears like red or pink, and like so their cute moms or dads have like made little candy. Like, you know, you just get candy and little cards, and like I just like the vibe of like everyone gives everyone a Valentine's Day. Like nobody, it's just like it's great. It's objectively fucking great.
Yeah,
in elementary school, and then
and that's the last.
And then it stops. It's objectively bad.
Oh gosh. Because you're right. Like, wait, is this Halloween? What's happening? Candy? And yeah. You're like, no, it's not. But it's still really great.
Yeah, fully. What about, do you have a worst?
I don't know that I have a worst, just because I don't think, like, there was not anything of note. And I think this whole, like, you know, oh, single people on Valentine's Day, like, poo on you, or like whatever the sentiment is, like, you know, oh, so sad for you. I don't like really think I've never like taken that like stance, like, oh, I wish I could be something, like how you were saying, it's choose your own adventure. It's like a sale is still a sale to me. Like, this candy is still half off. What are you talking about? Like, it's not like only couples can get this discount. Like, it's fine. And as an adult, I think it gets better, because you're like, right, what can I like, am I getting a lobster dinner tonight? Am I making that happen for me? And the answer is yes.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's the vibe. It's weird. I also didn't have any like really bad Valentine's days as an adult, because I was always like, this is it's a day you like get to treat yourself without feeling, I always feel guilty about like buying anything unnecessary or spending money I don't need to spend, less and less as I get older and more in control of like understanding what money is. But yeah, it's like, it can be just like a dank day to treat yourself. Kimmy, what about you?
Okay. Well, mine was going to be like, as much as I, you know, I, it's not a fresh take, but I do love fucking hating on Valentine's Day, because it's just, it's, I think, I don't know, I've just felt so much angst around it my whole life, and now I realize that angst was fucking stupid. So I, you know, lots of feelings here. But I was going to say elementary school as well, because as much as there was some stress about who got what Valentine, it was like, I remember my parents coming home and we celebrated it as a family that in the evening, like we had like little cute candy and I don't know, cookies that were pink. But I'll give another best, because I too haven't had any like amazing. I haven't had anyone on Valentine's Day my whole life, except for the past like 2 years, I guess. And we don't really do anything for it. So no shade to Day 13, but it's not a thing. So my best that's not elementary would be a high school one, where that awful thing where people send roses. Did you guys have that?
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that.
Horrible, horrible tradition. Terrible. I never got one. Just so everyone has some context here and why this will turn into the best. I was just like, never had a boyfriend. Friends were having boyfriends. Friends were having sex. I wasn't having sex. I was just such a late bloomer within my friend group. I was constantly, and you know, this, lots of therapy helped me work on this, but I've just, yeah, always felt like I'm not good enough unless I have some validation from a dude. I didn't even have like really a middle school boyfriend when everyone has like those fake boyfriends. So I got a fucking secret crush rose, and I was so delighted in high school. And I'm sorry, that's the problem with Valentine's Day, but it made me feel fucking good. So if I'm being honest, and I'm not trying to be redundant with elementary school, I'll say that one. I was like, ooh.
That's awesome.
Nothing
that's incredible. If nothing we have any listeners who are in high school, oh, but high school's remote now. Well, I don't know. Just, I feel like also just it. Send your friend a secret crush rose and just never mention exactly. It because you may be making somebody's life, you know? Not that that's what happened
to me.
No, Kimmy, that's not what I was implying. You actually had a secret crush. I'm just saying, like, I should have done that for somebody in high school. That would have been like a smart thing. Yeah.
If versus they still what, do that. I hope they still don't do that. That it just feels awful.
Yeah. Oof. That connects to my worst Valentine's Day ever. Which I've told the story on the podcast before, so I won't go deeply into detail. But my school had like, you could buy a crush for the day. You could buy somebody to like be your, oh no, you could buy a Valentine. You could buy someone to be your Valentine. And they would come, like, pick you up from class, walk you to classes, carry your books, like, bring you lunch, like, do all this shit. And Nick, who's my best friend since kindergarten, had bought my Valentine, and it was the person I actually had a crush on. And it was mortifying. This is, like, probably sophomore year in high school. I was so awkward. I had, like, full mouth braces. He was so out of my league. He was, like, the captain of the hockey team. He was, like, objectively hot. Like, we were, like, kind of buddies because we, like, did some clubs together and shit. Like, it wasn't horrible, but it was, like, when I first realized it, my face got, like, fucking beet red, and Nick was there, and he started cackling. And it was just so, I haven't forgiven him. It's been a long time. But don't do that.
Oh my gosh. I cringe, like, inside, not for you. Like, I'm just like, and I've heard that story before. It's just the anxiety comes right back up.
I also got my period for the first time on Valentine's Day in seventh grade. So I've had a history of, like, bad school Valentine's days. I just wish I could erase.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It was, you know, a lot, but also.
And you were at school when you got it?
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I mean, I was prepared, you know, like, my mom had, like, put pads in my backpack and shit and just been like, this is going to happen. Like, I didn't have any, like, mortifying stories of, like, you know, people cackling at me or anything. Mm. Like, it was okay. It just was like, oh, I just felt so horrible and, like, sad.
It's such a weird feeling the first time. Like, I was at home and I felt mortified alone in the bathroom with myself, despite, again, being, like, the last one of my friends to get it. So I was kind of, like, waiting for it. God. Yeah.
It just was, like, it's such a sad moment when you're like, oh, this is going to happen to me forever. It's just, like, horrible.
I remember even after, like, all of the, like, period classes and, like, books that teach you about it, I remember after getting it that first day, and my mom, like, made me, like, some chili. She's like, I always like to have chili when I get mine. And I'm like, even though I knew it, like, came periodically, get it? I was like, this is happening to me again? What do you mean? I was just, like, in the shock of it all because I'm just bleeding from a terrible part of my body. And then when she said that, I was like, this is going to happen again? And I was like, oh, that's right. They talked about that forever.
Yeah, yes. It's wild to, like, wrap your 12-year-old brain around. I'm just like, that's horrible. We should, as a society, do something about this.
Right? I know, because weirdly, Carlin, I too, like, after talking about it with my mom and all the classes, I still, the reality of it being monthly had not set in for me. And then when it did, it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
I still don't know that it has. I still am like, fuck this.
It's like, unfair. Again? Yeah.
So that was, those were, I just gave two worsts. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have, like, a best. I've had, you know, a decent amount of Valentine's Day in relationships now. And honestly, like, I still kind of think my best Valentine's Day were, like, days were, like, when I was single and I hung out with female friends, you know, like, Carlin, I feel like we maybe even went to Chili's on a Valentine's Day together.
Probably,
you know, with like Benton and Yasmin. Does this ring any bells? Like, we just, like, fucking, we're like, let's go to Chili's because it was like,
those chicken crispers are life.
And you know, they would take my fake ID. We could get margaritas and stuff there at the time. And like, I just feel like relationship Valentine's days, there's always expectations, and even if it's really nice, it somehow doesn't feel like it's magical. Like, even if it's like, we're gonna go out to a nice dinner and he bought me flowers and this and that, it's just like, it's always like, feels like it's not a movie, so it doesn't feel that great. Whereas, like, with friends, it always is like, fuck yeah, fuck Valentine's Day. I don't know.
Yeah. I honestly think you should try the trench coat thing this year, like, on Jeff. I mean, you know, why not?
All right. I have, like, 7 days to buy a trench coat, buy lingerie. Don't
or just lingerie. Just a puffer coat, just a puffer winter coat and actually nothing underneath.
My parka.
It's a quarantine version. It's fine. But just, like, you know, and see, you have to walk, like, what, 10 feet, like, undo it, see what happens. And, like, you know, if it doesn't, go back to doing what you're
doing.
You'd
be like,
before.
Why do you have your coat on? What are you doing? Oh, are you doing a thing? What's your coat on for? Are you going outside? Can you? And they're like,
"Why are you naked?"
Go to the deli and get me a bag of chips. You should put clothes on before you go to the deli.
Wait, Liza, I know there may be a TikTok coming, but can we real quick just recap that you're sending the vibrator story situation that just reminded me.
I tried for like literally 2 hours to craft this into a funny TikTok, and then I gave up. I will revisit it, but I gave this my heart and soul, and I'm a professional video editor. I have so much respect for people who do TikTok successfully. I had to send our Lilo for our giveaway to our lovely listener who won it. And at UPS, they have to ask you what you're sending. And I've always thought it was weird. I've been behind people before who haven't wanted to say, or they're like, it's none of your business or whatever. But so I've noticed this a bunch of times at the UPS store is like they have to ask you in case you're shipping something illegal. Or I think it's like a due diligence thing. So I was like, oh, my God, I have to ship this dildo. I texted Carlin and Kimmy because I was like, I have to ship this dildo. And like, they're going to ask me what it is. So like, do I think of a lie now? Like, what if they look? Like, blah, blah, blah. Or do I just, like, say to the UPS man it's a dildo? So I did that. I was mortified. He had no reaction at all. He was just like, okay, do you want regular speed, expedited? And I was like, regular speed. And then I, you know, did this whole thing, whatever. And then I turned around and left. And the guy behind me in line looked at me like this. Like, he just gave me a look. Because he gave me a look like I was a fucking freak. And it was quite the experience.
Normalized dildos. But also Jeff's reaction when you were like, hey, will you come film me for TikTok?
Jeff was having a really stressful day at work, and I was not. I had like a slow day at work. And I was like, hey, can you? I took a video of myself asking Jeff if he could come to the UPS store and film me mailing a dildo. And he literally started just cackling and was like, fuck you. Fuck me.
Very funny.
My dildo story.
Sorry to derail us.
Not at all. So, what do we think now? Do we want to do a like design a perfect Valentine's Day? What do you guys feel? Or we could move on to app chat. I don't know what everybody's feeling.
I feel very flexible. Whatever. Carlin, what do you feel like talking about right now?
I feel like I have a new, which will be probably my saying for next year, but since it's only like all new dicks has like so many more months of 2021, but give a sneak peek of what my saying will be next year, which I think ties in nicely to like how to celebrate, like not celebrate Valentine's Day on multiple levels. So I was realizing, which we can get into on another podcast, but like the new or way that I think I'm measuring guys is he worth a fucking lasagna? Like me making a lasagna. And it doesn't have to specifically be lasagna. It's like whatever it would be for you. Because I was thinking about Mr. Old Fashioned because he's just being difficult, I guess. And I was like, he's not worth a lasagna. Like I would never, or right now in this moment, I would not make him a lasagna. And then there's this other thing I was going to make him. I wouldn't make him that either. I told Liza, I was like, maybe make him scrambled eggs right now. Is like, that's the level that I'm at. So I think that's in a way that for me, because like, I think I'm like a giver in that way for friends and relationships. I want to like make things for people. And I think you can turn that around like on yourself. Like what is the way that you would celebrate other people that I think we often don't take the time to do for ourselves? So for like how to celebrate Valentine's Day, if you're single, like what I would do for me, make myself a fucking lasagna or buy the lobster dinner. Like, you know, whatever I'm feeling that day, like whatever, like, you know, energy I need to release into the world. But then it works. Like if I'm in a new virtual thing, I'd make that person a lasagna. If they deserved it.
This is brilliant, Carlin. I just must say, I'm fucking obsessed. Just
is he or she worth a lasagna? Oh, and it puts so much, it just puts so much shit into focus for me. I tell you, it's
totally. I think that's such a great metric of like, okay, what do I do for somebody when I'm in a relationship with them and I want to like, what's my like gesture, you know? Because I feel like, yeah, everybody has that thing where it's like, okay, it's been long enough. I feel like I can put it out there a little bit that I like you with some kind of gesture. Like maybe it's like, I'm going to buy tickets to like your favorite, whatever it is. Like it's incredible to be like, okay, let's identify that thing and then do it for ourselves. Mine would also be cooking, probably.
Yeah.
It would be some kind of cooking and like meal serving and what. Yeah. But I don't know. Kimmy, do you have one?
I don't know. Interestingly, only because of quarantine, I'm not a good cook. I've never liked cooking, but I have been cooking more, and specifically this past month. And I cooked a lot last week, and I cooked these like I made two recipes in a night. Big deal for me because we were doing tacos. So I did this like fish taco and this cauliflower taco. A lot of effort. Some of it was selfish because I'm now understanding all the people who forever have said that cooking is therapeutic, but you know, just finally learning it at 32. Cool. But I felt like I understood why cooking is such a love language for some people. So within the context of cooking, I am now in real time, as Carlin was speaking, realizing how many dudes I like pined over who I would not have felt even deserved my effort on scrambled eggs. So that was pretty backwards of me for all those years. I think for me, it's like, I remember like my third date with Tony, my roommate was like, "You're going out on a Sunday night? I know you like him." And that feels like, in, you know, in normal times, like me spending time, like making an effort to see someone when I'd rather be just chilling. Like I specifically in New York hated Sundays and the Sunday anxiety. I, you know, made a whole storyline for myself about, I hate Sundays. I love spending them with friends and ignoring Monday. So I think it might be like, would I hang out with you at a time I could be hanging out with friends?
Mm. Topical, like because yeah. Valentine's Day is on a Sunday this year. Not the days of the week mean as much right now, but yeah.
Sundays still carry some weight, I think. Sundays and Mondays for me still. It's like that, oh, damn it, not again.
The light is different, I feel like. It's such a Sunday light.
It goes by, the daylight hours go by so fast for me on Sunday, usually because I sleep till like 11 and then, and then it gets dark at 4:30.
But I love that. It's like, are you worth seeing me on a Sunday? Ah, that's definitely like next level. Yeah.
We've got to collect these and make them cute on Canva, and I'll credit you, Carlin. We'll quote you. But these are fun. I want to put them on our Instagram or something.
Are you worth seeing on a Sunday? Are you worth making lasagna for?
Yeah.
Are you being scrambled eggs right now?
What do you deserve? Is it?
What do you deserve?
Would I even pour you a beer? Like,
right. Yeah.
Again, dated a lot of duds, it seems. Because I'm
can
back
you have
like,
one of my fries? Are you
right? Right. Like that's marriage.
One.
For me, obviously.
And at the end, when I'm finished with all the rest finished. Of my fries.
And I've even gone through the reject fries. Like, you know, at the end when you're like, oh, these aren't great. And you're like, well, they're French fries, so they're still pretty good. Like after that.
Totally. The soggy ones, the mini ones. Yeah.
And they're like super country.
I think that my version of this, my like Valentine's Day this year, what is what he deserves, what I think it's going to be. This is such a low bar. You guys are going to fucking laugh. I'm just going to put on makeup and do my hair and like look like a human. I'm going to try to look like I used to look every day going to work, which is I'm not turning any looks. I'm just going to try to look like a human woman, and I'm gonna have like bathed, shaved my legs, put on makeup, and wash and done my hair all in the same day, which I swear to God hasn't happened since quarantine happened. Not a single time. Not like the day Jeff and I got engaged. Nothing. Like there has not been a day when all of those things. And I'm gonna get dressed, like not fancy, not sexy, just dressed. I'm gonna have a real bra. I want to just put all those things together. And it's for him to remind him that, like, he should be attracted to me. But it's also, like, so I can feel good about myself and feel like a person who has, like, an ounce of self-esteem and, like, sexuality. That will be my goal for Valentine's Day this year. Bar is low. I used to literally, like,
I think that's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the two times I've done that in quarantine, I've been like, oh, wow, I am a lady. Like, even for yourself, even if you're not seeing anyone Valentine's Day, it's not a bad idea to be like, I'm gonna fucking take a shower, do whatever I don't always do with my hair. That's like my bar, like something
yeah.
that requires some amount of effort. And maybe a red lip, some mascara. Fuck it.
Yes. The lipstick. There was a good week or two that I put on like lipstick every day after like seeing a friend just like hopping on a Zoom. And I was like, oh my God, you look amazing. She was like, oh, just like, you know, a lip stain and call it a day. I was like, well, I'm not going to do it like every day, but like just to like feel something, I guess, totally, about myself.
Yep.
And because of the masks, I like haven't been wearing them. And I automatically was like, oh my gosh, she's yep. amazing. I'm yes. having a great time sitting in the corner of my room, like staring at myself with this red lip on, like 10 out of 10.
Yeah. I wore like a boot with 3-inch heels, not even like, yeah, a boot with like chunky heels out in the world the other day, just, you know, because I hadn't worn them, I liked them, whatever. And I felt like so good. I don't like heels. I own like one pair of heels. Like I'm not even that type of like human woman who can do that. But it made me feel like better about, like, I feel like I'm starting to feel the like sweatpants and dirty hair for a year. So that's my Valentine's Day gift to myself and also to my partner. It's like, I'm going to try to not be this disgusting.
But I think that's not, I think it takes it back to like simpler times. But I think it also is just like the essence of like, especially in your situation of like, you know, soon to be married, like to keep the magic alive. And obviously coming from a single person that's not making scrambled eggs for her person. like to keep the magic alive, I think it's those little things, right? That while yes, it's for this other person, but it's also for you. And I think that's how, I don't know, I think that's like the key to longevity. Because I mean, I think there is a world where it could be like every special occasion, it's a helicopter and you're on a yacht.
Yeah, like a bachelor, full bachelor date.
right.
Fireworks. And
like maybe that is the correct recipe, but like financially speaking, can't like entirely handle that every day.
Yeah.
So I think it's nice to be able to do those simpler things, because also that's what first attracted, you know, him to you, you to him, whatever, you know what I mean? Probably.
Maybe.
I mean, also your personality. That sounds shitty.
Not at all. I fucking wish it was all about the look. Are you kidding? I wish I liked the way I looked that much. Okay, I'll keep this self-hatred to the minimum. However, that's my hashtag dream, hashtag goal for this Valentine's Day.
And I just want to promote once again, we've all kind of said it, but like, yeah, get yourself that like omakase at home. Like get yourself something expensive, whatever that means to you. It could be like, I don't know. I have no other examples but food. But what else do you like?
Well, it's
an air fryer.
Yeah,
an air fryer.
Roller skates. These are all things Liza has got.
Exactly.
Things Liza has. We need a Liza gift guide for
oh
one
my God. Shit Liza's bought and used once in quarantine.
Yo, that'd be so, like, Oprah's favorite things, get out the way.
Yes.
Like, that'd be so good.
Liza's most useless quarantine buys is the new Oprah's favorite things. But I think that, yeah, I mean, this year it's tricky because it's like you can't be like, go get a pedicure, go get a massage. Like some of the things you would normally do to treat yourself, or like get a group of female friends together and like fucking crush a couple bottles of wine, watch a movie. Like a lot of those things you can't do this year. So food it is. Or buy yourself a goddamn present. Buy some rollerblades.
Yeah.
All right. Good V-Day wrap up, guys. I feel strongly about our V-Day recs. Let us know in digital form if you have any thoughts, feelings, or additions. We can maybe share them on social media, et cetera, et cetera. We do have another like 5 or 6 days till February 14th. Let's take a super quick break, and then we're going to be back with some app chat.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we're back for a little session of app chat. Welcome to it. Okay, Carlin, how do we want to talk about these notable app chats? chats.
Well, first I want to clarify, when Liza asked me to compile some notable ones, I was like, it's okay that they're notable because they're what the fuck, right?
Yes, yes.
And right, not because it was like poetry or anything.
I mean, yeah, my cynicism just assumed they would not be poetry, but yes, good to clarify.
So there was this one. So this is on Hinge, and guys that have liked me or swiped right on me or whatever, and then you can see their profile, like if you didn't see them before. So there's this one guy where one of the prompts is, a random fact that I love is, most guys suck and I don't. And there's no apostrophe in don't, which slightly annoys me. But the other thing that I thought was interesting, so you can like comment on a photo. He commented on one of my photos and said, not gonna lie, my intuition tells me you're everything I need to stay away from.
What fuck?
What is that? Am I supposed to be like, oh yeah, like,
ooh, how sexy. Like,
what is that? I would love the breakdown of it. And I almost swipe right just to like ask him, like, what does that mean? Like, you don't want me to accept this, like, or you do, and then you're gonna be mean to me because I don't know what that means, sir. Like,
I just will quote Danielle Prescott, who is amazing and everyone should follow her. We had her on as one of our very first guests. She recently posted all the Bumble messages. She just moved to New Orleans and posted all these messages. One guy saying, like, my favorite color is clear. And she just at the end of it said, are men okay? And I feel that what you just said goes right in line with that. I have not actually seen the, like, I can't remember them all. I hope she saved them on a highlight because they were just so scary, honestly. Like, same. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it. And then I just wonder, and then of course I'm thinking like so much into this. Like, do you say that to everyone? Or just like specifically me, because I do like embody all the things that you need to stay away from. And then like, what does that mean? And I feel like I've never actually tried it, but there are moments where I want to like engage with someone that's being an asshole or crazy to be like, so let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? Do you use it on other girls? Does it work? Like, what's the going rate for this kind of comment? And like, what's the response? Like, are you successful at all?
Yeah. You want to do the thing where like, have you seen these like, these guys who like engage scammers online, like they reply and they like, you know, whatever they get, like that's what it feels like. It's like you want to, like, I don't know, it truly blows my mind. Okay, it blows my mind that the way so many men think is the right way to like pick up women or pique our interests, when it's really so much fucking simpler than that. It's like, just be nice and honest and like ask us some questions and show some interest.
Yeah, it seemed like a weird like line to put on someone. And I was just like, I can't, like, did you come up with that yourself? Or did you witness somebody, your friend, use it and it worked for him? Like, I don't,
yeah.
I just want to know the backstory so bad, but swiping right on you would be just such a waste of my time. And like, how's that a story? Like, you know, oh, well, he's, you know, before we got to together, he told me that everything about me was something that he should basically stay away from. Against his better judgment, he chose to pursue me.
Oh, God.
It's such a ridiculous thing. I'm sorry, I'm losing it over here. To say to someone you like might want to like go on a date with or not. Or like, I'm sorry.
It sounds like maybe his mom watches telenovelas or something. And he got the, you know, we got the wrong, or his grandma, he just got the wrong idea of like what love is. I don't know.
I mean, what is
that? Is so good. Really? What is
love? Good question.
Only tell us the novellas now.
Exactly. These are the big questions we examine here at First Date Spot.
Okay. And then I have another one that is just, I don't know. Sometimes I think like things go over my head. Like, I'm maybe like not the coolest 32-year-old. So I think there are sometimes like references that are happening that I don't understand. But this one, so my caption for the picture is pre-coffee me, and it's just me being energetic, whatever. And then he wrote on that picture, would you bite before coffee?
What?
Like,
no.
What does that mean? Is he what's he talking about?
Bite what?
Bite what? Right.
Bite. Wait. Generally? Like,
Wait, explain it. So your caption is, this is me before coffee, and it's
and it's just me smiling. I'm at a boardwalk thing, and I'm just smiling. The ocean's in the background. I wrote, oh, I don't actually drink coffee. This energy is all natural, which is true. So, like, did he forget the words grab a bite before? Oh. Like, would you grab a bite before coffee?
What does that mean?
Or is he a creepy, like, Army Hammer kind of?
Right.
Like,
oh, my God.
Is he into some weird shit, but he doesn't really know how to pitch it? Like,
because that just, because then also, why would you, like, ostensibly you could, like, grab a bite while getting coffee. So to, like, stipulate, would you grab a bite before coffee? Also, to miss the words, grab a bite, and then it's just a bite, I think seems weird. Like, I don't know. I don't think you would forget that many words. So I don't
feel like
know.
It has to be a sex thing. Do you think that's insane? It has to be.
No, my first. And that's, yeah. That's what in my head, but I'm like, oh, am I just being like gross? That's why I was like, I don't understand things sometimes, so maybe it's like funny, but me, I'm automatically ew, perv. But then, like, what if what is, please tell somebody, tell us in a digital way, like, would you bite before coffee? What does that mean? And then also, like, but like, what does it mean?
It's so creepy.
He's not talking. You wouldn't want me to, like, what do you want me to bite? I don't know. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
And
I don't
again,
know.
It's not like good. Trying to get into the psychology of someone who sends this. Like, best case scenario, it's a weird typo. But right. It's probably not. It's probably like some guy who is sending shit like this to women on dating apps, thinking that something is going to go his way, or they just enjoy. This is the thing that's even potentially more disturbing, is like, or do they just enjoy the, like, fucking with people on? I mean, there is a large subset of people who just like to be weird on the internet because it gives them some kind of, like, personal satisfaction. So, like, is something like this an extension of that? But even then, at least be clear that you're being weird. Like,
right,
I don't
like
know.
LOL or something. Yeah, I just.
Or like, I'm a vampire boy and I'd like to, you know, like, just give me a little goddamn context so that I can at least know you're a weirdo.
Like, I almost, if dating apps had followers the way social media does, I don't think this is a good idea. I'm just riffing. I feel like you would look at his profile just to be like, is this a bot? Like, does he have zero followers and he's just saying weird, like, is this Russian bot? I don't know if they go on dating profiles, but very bizarre. Cannot crack it. Let us know if we're missing something very obvious.
Yeah, is this some kind of Gen Z bullshit that we don't know about because we're old? Like,
I also feel like moments like that, I'm like, wait, the word bite. So it's B-I-T-E. I'm like, that's like, like bite, right? And then I feel like I go into these moments of like, wait, do I know words? Like, maybe let me look it up, dictionary.com real quick. They're like, nope, yep, it's correct.
Oh, yeah. Yes, when someone makes you doubt the meaning of a word, right? You're like, get out of there, it's only gonna get weirder.
Yeah, right, twisted. Any other ones?
And then the last one I have is one where, so he got past the first, like, message phase, which is great. Yeah, sure. And then I guess we were listing, like, things that were deal breakers. And one of mine was smoking of cigarettes, like constant smoking. And then I think I maybe talked about this before, but there was an interesting moment of, like, you know, oh, so there's bad news. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, and this was like a long list of deal breakers that smoking was mentioned. So when he said that, I was like, ha ha, are you racist? Like, which one of these things out of this bag is he going to pick? And he's like, oh, no, it's smoking. And then he was talking about, like, oh, how he started during COVID. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, just so you know, I could have lied about that. And I was like, okay.
One, who the fuck starts smoking during COVID, a disease that's transmitted through breathing air, that I just don't understand that first. Second, but I'll try to be empathetic. It's a tough time, blah, blah, blah. Second, what? I don't understand, sir.
Like, right. Why? And it wasn't like I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you smoked. That's so terrible. It wasn't even in reaction, like him saying, like, well, I could have lied about it. Like, I didn't say anything. I was just like, okay. And then he was like, I could have lied about that, just so you know.
That also, okay, and I know I tend to think every man is like an abusive gaslighter, and I am working on this in therapy, but that sounds like a red flag to me, or at least a yellow flag to me in a bad yeah. way. Yellow, but yellow veering into
like
red, yeah. orange flag. We're gonna do like the fucking terrorism watch list, remember? But it's like, oh, so you think you're doing me a favor by telling me the truth? The like, just so you know, it's I could have, yeah, I you could have lied to me about anything in the entire world, and you're right. acting as though by telling me the truth about something that I matters to me, you're like fucking the Dalai Lama of Prince Charming's or something. Like, I just don't get that.
Yeah, like let me set the bar so low and then show you how I could have been worse. You know, right. like. Not sure about your strategy there, buddy.
And does that mean, like, if you didn't say that about anything else that you said in the conversation, that you could have lied about it, that you were lying? So, like, if you're telling the truth, do you always say, oh, I could have lied about that? Like, how do I, what does that mean? Like, if you set yourself up for that, that just makes living so difficult. But then, like, how do I trust you?
Yeah, after every single thing he tells you ever, he'll go, just so you know, I could have lied about that.
God. Like, we're at the altar, it's like, do you take this woman? And he's like, yes, but just so you know, I could have lied about it.
Like, truly, are men okay?
I don't know. Wow, app chat, sorry that these were notable in this way, but thank you, Carlin, for sharing.
So good.
On the flippy flop, just briefly, do you have an example? It doesn't have to be like from your actual apps, but do you have, what's an example of like great app chat? Like, how do you want to, if not this, what does get your eye in like a positive way?
I think just not being weird like that, like not saying things that like makes somebody uncomfortable. And I think somebody could easily say like, well, how do I know? And it's like, I mean, I think you know, right? Like, it doesn't have to be. I think there are some situations where you can immediately like bring in like a sex joke if like you guys are there, but I think like better safe than sorry. Just like keep it kosher. I mean, like the guy that I'm Mr. Old Fashioned or whatever, we just talked about our jobs in the beginning and then made, you know, jokes about cocaine, like, you know, really wholesome stuff. And, you know, I think it's more about like the energy, like if in my reply when I'm just like, oh, okay, in response to like, would you bite before coffee, don't then continue like even going bigger than that, like, oh well, hey, do you want to come ride my dick right now? Like, let's, you know, slow your roll, try like a calmer question. I just feel like sometimes people like are trying to oversell it when it's like not necessary. I don't know.
Yeah. It feels a little bit like some people are trying to, the way like marketing emails try to like put a headline in that's going to get you to click. It's like, I mean, obviously you want to try to stand out on a dating app, but there's like reasonable ways to do that. And also like it might be better to not stand out to everyone than to stand out in like a weird fucking way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me think of, again, what Danielle posted, what you're talking about, like all these, like, it's like, to your point, Liza, people, I feel like men specifically, especially maybe like they want to come across as a good guy. They feel attacked, especially, I'm going to say straight white men. They feel attacked, or like they're going to fuck up, you know, oh, woe is me, we keep getting canceled. So they like are branding themselves like on dating apps and elsewhere in bios, like, I'm this kind of guy. And it's like the fact that you have to say I'm a nice sense, like when you say too many of those things, I know you're not those things. Like, don't brand yourselves. You're not a marketing email. Like, don't do that.
It's like MJ on The Bachelor this week when she was like, yes, I try to lead by example. I am all about peace and harmony. We were like, bitch, just saying those things is not enough.
If you have to say it, you're not it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, I have app fun, chat. Guys. App chat.
Guys, yeah. I have no smooth wrap up. Thank you all for listening. We will be back with Carlin soon, probably in 2 weeks, and we'll discuss some kind of virtual date or something. In the meantime, please like us on, no, rate, subscribe, review, follow us at 5-1 First Dates Pod. Join our secret Facebook group. subscribe to our Substack. Look, there's me doing it again. That's it. That's my spiel.
And thank you. Thank you for listening. Tell us what you want to hear from us. Thank you for subscribing to our Substack. It means that you think we might have interesting things to say, which is quite generous of you, and we appreciate it. But I do think we could have some fun there and here and everywhere. And Carlin, thank you so fucking much. Happy Candy Day. I don't know. I don't know why I'm
discount saying. Candy Day. Happy discount
Candy Day. Happy discount lasagna day. Whatever you want to make it just like a happy consumption day if you want.
Fuck yeah. We should wrap this episode instead of with a go on a date with a would you make him a lasagna? Wait, no, I'm fucking it up. I'm fucking
make
it up.
Yourself a lasagna.
Make yourself a lasagna. Is he worth a lasagna?
Is he worth a lasagna?
Lasagna. We forgot.
Incredible. Wow.
Carlin, you're just bringing us all of the little catchphrases.
Coming to a keychain near you.
Yeah. I want to make koozies. That's what I want to do.
Oh, so good.
That would be fun. All right.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Love you.